Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios is your host, Aaron Berlin.
Not done yet. Dribbles left wing. Finds Peyton open. Right side, 4-3. It's up. It's in. It rattled, but it didn't jump out. It stayed down and in. Elfrid Peyton got another one. Green wants somebody to come out high. Fournier trying to get there. He was blocked. Finds Fournier on a curl, 4-3. It's up, rattles down and in. Evan Fournier right between the eyes, and we're tied at 117. What a shot by Fournier. What a play by Frank Vogel. Ball comes into Peyton. He'll run it up top just over the midcourt line. 6-5. Peyton with a rock over to Baca. 4. He'll drive. He's at the baseline. Rises. 10-foot floater on the way, and it's good. Serge Ibaka with a jumper and a Magic lead. 119-117. Still 0.4 of a second left on the clock, and the Thunder will get one final gasp.
No, you know, to me, the most important is not about numbers. Just the fact to be back here, you know, after, you know, they call my name, the fans, the way they scream, and it's important for me, for my team too, you know. To me, it's not really personal, because we just lost 3 games in a row, and come back here to get to 9 win is big for us.
Well, I'll tell you what, have a day, young Serge Ibaka. The Magic forward posted 31 points, a career high, and the Magic escaped a storm in Oklahoma City as they claim a 119-117 win over Russell Westbrook and his Oklahoma City Thunder. I'll tell you what, everybody, that was a lot of fun. It was the first time since 2008 that the Magic had walked out of OKC with a win. And I'll tell you what, in that box score, you would have been surprised by some of the names and numbers. Dwight Howard had 30 points in that game. Russell Westbrook came off the bench. And oh yeah, a guy that the Magic currently employ was a member of the Thunder. His name was Jeff Green. We'll talk about last night's game. We'll talk about Frank Vogel's return to Indiana tonight. We'll also talk about, where did the Magic go from here? What does last night's win mean for this young Magic team? Is Serge Ibaka back? We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We want to hear from you. 407-916-8255. 407-916-8255. What does last night's win mean for the Orlando Magic? Well, I'll tell you what it means for you today. You can get 50% off your order of Papa John's pizza by using the promo code MAGICWIN. That's promo code MAGICWIN. Well, I do know one guy who is ecstatic over last night's win. His name is Dante Marcatelli. Right now, he is in the Fox Sports Florida studio. And I want to go down to Fort Lauderdale. Magic win last night, 119-117. Dante, I couldn't believe this game as it was unfolding, particularly the fourth quarter, a quarter that had really, where the Magic had struggled. And it seemed like they blew the barn doors off the Thunder before they even had a chance to throw the ball up in the air last night.
No, you're exactly right. It was a tremendous start. You look at that first quarter. I mean, they only gave up 13 points the entire first quarter. Serge Ibaka had 13 by himself. It was just an unbelievable start to the game, unbelievable focus, a commitment to moving the basketball, moving bodies. It was just a phenomenal game plan, phenomenal approach, and it worked for them. I think that's exactly the kind of game that they needed to have. And credit Serge Ibaka. I mean, if you went into this, could you have possibly written a better script for Serge Ibaka than what happened last night? Not only does he get the game winner, he goes for a career-high 31. He gets the huge ovation before the game. It was just phenomenal to see him have the night that he had. So, yeah, kudos. And you know what? They made huge plays down the stretch. Yeah. EP knocking down 3 threes was huge. They hit 7 threes as a team in the fourth quarter. They held them to 13 points in the first quarter and just made all the winning plays that they needed to down the stretch. Aaron Gordon hits one. Evan Fournier, that huge triple with 30 seconds left. So credit to them in a hostile environment, a place that they haven't won since 2008, like you just mentioned. That's a heck of a win last night.
The last 3 games between the Oklahoma City Thunder and Magic have been decided by 8 points. That includes last year's double overtime thriller at the Amway Center, another close game at OKC, and of course the Magic's 119-117 win last night. And Dante, I don't want to call Serge Ibaka a prophet, but his comments the day before were really telling of where he thinks his season has been so far. And I thought last night may have been a springboard for Serge's season.
Wasn't that something? I mean, just that he threw that out there, that said, hey, don't give up on me. You know, this is, you know, hang in there, continue to support me, continue to support the team. I'm going to get it right. Now, listen, by no means is he going to go out and have 31 points every night. He may not do it again the rest of the year. But still, he had that performance in him. So it begs the question from Magic fans, Where's that been? Where the heck has that kind of a performance been? Not only that, but the 9 rebounds, the 4 blocks, everything that he did. He was just tremendous. So granted, extra motivation last night in that game for sure. But maybe that can be what gets him going. Maybe that's, hey, you know what, maybe I can assert myself. Maybe I do need to, you know, to get down on the low block and demand some touches and let it fly when I have a good look or if I'm feeling it on certain nights. And I can do a much better job defending and grabbing the ball off the glass. So I think that could be a huge springboard for him, hopefully, to get him going. Now, this is a tough back-to-back. You had your 2-hour flight last night, and you're playing a very tough Indiana Pacer team. So, you know, we'll see what he's got in the tank after that emotional game last night. But this should give Magic fans a lot of excitement that, hey, okay, this guy does have a lot left in the tank. We need to see what he does for the rest of the year.
407-916-8255, 407-916-8255. We want to hear from you. What does this mean for the Orlando Magic season? What does this mean for you as a fan to see that out of this Magic team on a Sunday night in Oklahoma City? And, you know, Dante, one thing I noticed about Serge Ibaka, and we mentioned the first quarter points, they were outstanding. 13 points, he had 4 blocks. I think he had 6 rebounds alone in that first quarter. But he kind of let his defense dictate his offense, and we saw that with the 4 blocks early. That was the most tenacious I think we've seen him on the defensive end so far this season.
Oh, without question. I mean, he was everywhere. He was motivated. He was in the right spot. He challenged everything that came down the rim. That's what you want to see. If you don't have it going offensively, you need to see that effort on the defensive end. Let's see you challenge shots. Let's see you get off the floor. Let's see you, you know, go be aggressive on the glass. And he did all that. I thought, going into last night's game, the block by Bisbak Biyombo on Omri Caspi against the Kings, to me, was by far the best block of the year. I don't know. I think that 2-block sequence that he had last night on Steven Adams was even better. That was just phenomenal. He's given up 3 inches to the guy. He was coming at him hard, and he just swatted the one away, came at him, and again, two dunk attempts back-to-back. And you're right, that did get him going, gave him confidence. He was fired up on the other end, a lot of adrenaline. He took good shots. He didn't force anything. He had a little step-back jumper working. But you're right, I think that defense kind of got him going on the other end.
Magic and Indiana Pacers preparing for a 7 o'clock tip time tonight. We'll pick up on the network at 6:30, but I still want to talk a little bit more about last night's game because, Dante, this one felt like it could have been 2 wins, and it felt that way because you got help in so many different areas, not just from Serge Ibaka, but on a night where Nick Vucevic struggled offensively. Elfrid Payton picked you up 23 points. He had 9 points alone in the fourth quarter. And the biggest thing is this guy had tunnel vision in those final 12 minutes. He goes 3-of-3 from beyond 3. And, you know, he was a catalyst for this team in keeping them in this ballgame.
He had 3 threes in the final 6.5 minutes. And every time it left his hands, you're thinking, oh, man, this would be big. But I don't know if that's the I don't know if that's the move. And he hit one every single time. What can that do for that kid's confidence as he continues to learn and try to make opposing defenses pay and respect him on the offensive end? So I don't think in any way can we sit here and say, okay, he's now added that to his game. He's going to be a three-point shooter. But I think that's going to give him some confidence to know in the back of his head that, hey, time winding down or late game situation, you know, maybe you have to think twice. Maybe you have to get out there if he continues to make a couple more. So listen, I think last night, the biggest thing last night came down to, you know, it was tough to play defense against Russell Westbrook. That guy is unguardable. They put up 117 points. So you took a hit on the defensive end. But when this team makes shots, it's just a reminder that when they move the basketball, they're aggressive, they're unselfish, the ball doesn't stick. This team can't afford to be selfish because they don't have the guy that can go one-on-one and get you a big basket late. They have to move the basketball. They have to move bodies. And it's a huge reminder that when they do that, not going to get 119 points every night, but you can get up there. You can get well over 100 if you move it like that and you make shots. So credit Elfrid. He made that thing happen. It's only the 5th time in Magic history someone put up 23 points, 7 rebounds, and 9 assists without committing a turnover. The other 3 were Scott Skiles, Darrell Armstrong twice, and Tracy McGrady. So that's pretty good company that he put himself in last night.
That's not too bad. Big Russ last night, 41 points, 16 assists, 12 rebounds. Man. 36 of his 41 points came in the final 3 quarters. Dante, you mentioned that there's nobody like this guy in the league right now, is there?
And you know what? Every time he hit one, I'm thinking, can you just give us a break? Just somebody give us a break. Every time we play Westbrook, he goes off. He had the 48-point performance and double overtime, hits that half-court shot, single-handedly dismantled the Magic in Orlando last year. He's had big games in Oklahoma City, and I'm thinking he's going to hit every single shot down the stretch, but they forced a miss. They forced a miss. They got a huge rebound when it mattered. They're giving up the third fewest points in the fourth quarter of any team in the NBA, just 23 a game. Now, they gave up 33 last night to OKC, but the guy is literally unguardable. Even if you're backpedaling, running away from him, he hits you and draws the contact, draws the foul, and gets to the free throw line. I don't have any idea. Just a couple times, Jeff Green was laying on the ground. I think Biz came to help. And they're literally asking, what are we supposed to do with this guy? So it just shows how impressive he is. And, you know, only 9 shots for Victor Oladipo. I'm sure he wasn't happy about that. I'm sure he had visions of his night being much like to Serge Ibaka's. But that's the problem. You know, even though Westbrook gets it going, very hard for other guys to get theirs.
407-916-8255. We want to hear from you. The number is 407-916-8255. Almost lost my train of thought there for a sec. Let's go ahead and go to the phone lines. We have Derek holding on. Derek, how's it going, man?
What's going on, gentlemen? I actually was very worried after the blowout, the back-to-back blowouts with Chicago.
Absolutely.
And the Timberwolves. I mean, very, very worried, especially, I mean, struggles defensively, of course, but we already knew going into this season, okay, where's the scoring going to come from, you know? And I feel like you bring up a great point, Dante. If our offense is flowing with ball movement, while we don't have an elite scorer, we have guys that can knock down shots. So one night it could be Evan and Boost. The next night could be Ibaka and Green. And, you know,
right.
So there is a flow. We can find guys that, you know, it could be random people. I'm hoping and nights that we play well, we have 3 guys that are around that 20-point mark. So I hope last night with that win, it does bring some confidence that we beat a good team, because the prior 3 wins weren't against good teams. Oklahoma City's a good team. So tonight,
right,
I'm trying not to get overconfident again, because it's like a roller coaster ride with these boys in blue. But tonight's going to be big. I want to see how we can come out and if we're hungry again, because last night there was a hunger there. And if we have that, then we definitely got a shot to really make a run.
Great call, Derek. And Dante, that's a good point. You went into Oklahoma City, a team that had struggled over the course of their last 2 contests. They were coming home. They expected to get a W, and you pretty much just put your foot on the gas from the beginning and said, this is my ball game. You're going to have to work for it.
There are several good points. Anytime Derek wants to call, he's more than welcome. He knows that. But it was good. He's right. I mean, there was, I don't want to say panic, because you're only 9 games into the season, but you were 3-6 to start, and you didn't look good in the 3 previous games at all. I mean, there were stretches where you were okay, but if you were to look at the whole body of work, it was not impressive. And there was cause for concern. And listen, by no means are they fixed now because of that game. You hit shots, but the way they did it, there are so many positives and so many reasons, much more reasons to be optimistic by the way they closed that game and the way they stayed together, the way they continued to fight. And they did. They did make plays when they needed them down the stretch. So I think there's a lot more reason for optimism. There was just too many questions, too many, you know, didn't know that this team might maybe even had a 119-point game in them. So I think that was encouraging. So I think he's right in that, where do they go from here? Okay, you had the big night. Now do you step off the gas a little bit? Do you relax? Do you go back to that one-on-one? It kind of reared its head a little bit. You got a little sticky situation. OKC made their run. You went back to one-on-one, turning the ball over, taking bad shots. So they'll continue to work through that. And I'll tell you what, the roller coaster is not over yet. There's going to continue to be ups and downs throughout the rest of the year. But so many good things came out of last night that you can build on and hopefully settle this team down and not press so much and let them know, okay, we can we have that in us. I think it was encouraging for them too. We have nights like this in us. So let's relax. Let's continue to stay with the offense. And who knows? We at least give ourselves the best chance to win if we play like we did last night.
And Dante, you mentioned one thing before we go to break real quick, but you mentioned the phrase winning plays. And this team down the stretch last season, we saw them falter in some of those aspects. That was not the case last night. OKC paced back there that big third quarter. They took a lead by as many as 4. And this Magic team just did not falter. They were not going to let this one get away from them.
Huge. Down by 4, EP hits a 3. Then you're down by 3, you know, because Westbrook couldn't be stopped. So he came down, pull-up jumper after pull-up jumper. And you're thinking, okay, you can live with the 41 points from Russell Westbrook. I can't live with the 3 triples by Joffrey LaVerne. I'm not. That's the one that's going to be unsettling. So they were able to overcome that too. When they did get it out of his hands, he found guys who made shots. But Aaron, you're right. They matched him shot for shot. Aaron Gordon with the big three. Every time OKC had a chance to pull away, the Magic either got a stop on that end and matched it with a basket, or came down and answered the call with a basket of their own. That Evan three was huge. And I think one thing that we got to point out too, real quick, I know you got to duck in a break, but Brian said it on the postgame show last night, Brian Hill, Nick Vucevic didn't have a good night offensively, just 4 points. I think he was 2 of 10 from the floor, but he set two screens on that final play that freed up Serge Ibaka to be able to get that, freed up Evan Fournier on one, and then freed up Serge Ibaka to demand the mismatch to get Steven Adams on him, where he could then get him off his feet and make that shot. He assisted on five plays there last night where he had, you know, didn't get the basket or didn't make a physical pass for the assist, but his screen led to five baskets, and one of them was the game winner. So he stayed within the game. He stayed within the offense. He didn't get discouraged that his offense wasn't there. I thought that was a good sign from him.
Tonight, the Orlando Magic face the Indiana Pacers. Frank Vogel's return to his old stomping grounds. We'll talk about that and more when we return on Magic Drive Time. Just a reminder, hey, Magic fans, our friends at Chase are here to help your weekends become pure magic. On Fridays, Saturdays, and of course Sundays during the 2016-2017 season, use your Chase card at the Orlando Magic team store at Amway Center to purchase $100 or more of Orlando Magic merchandise and receive an exclusive 16-ounce Corksicle canteen, courtesy of Chase. Each day is a different themed Corksicle, so be sure to collect them all, Chase, so you can. All that and more when we return on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
This holiday season, give your child the gift of pure fun with Orlando Magic Youth Basketball Camps presented by United Healthcare. Boys and girls ages 6 to 17 learn fundamentals and hone their skills through expert instruction by the National Basketball Academy. Every camper also receives a basketball, t-shirt, and ticket to a Magic home game. Register your child now at orlandomagic.com/youth.
Well, I'm sure it'll be emotional. You know, a lot of strong ties there still. A lot of great memories. And, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's endless. You know, 9 years there. My daughters were basically raised there. I became a head coach in the NBA there. And we had, you know, some of my best basketball moments of my life, you know, were coaching the Pacers. So it's definitely going to be emotional.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time rolls along on this Monday afternoon. Tonight it is the 4-6 Orlando Magic opposite of the 4-6 Indiana Pacers. It should be a good one. Frank Vogel officially returns to Indiana for the first time as a head coach of the Orlando Magic. This is a guy that spent a long time as the Pacers skipper. 5 playoff appearances total, 2 Eastern Conference Finals appearances, and tonight should be a good one. I want to go ahead and welcome in Dante Marcatelli. Of course, he is the host of this show and also the host of Magic Live. You can catch him tonight on Fox Sports Florida. They get underway at 6:30 with Magic Live. And, you know, Dante, I always think Frank Vogel says the absolute best possible thing in any situation that he can. But tonight, when he was asked by members of the media, including in Indiana, he said he's always going to consider Indiana home, in part because his daughters were born there. This is a guy that, while he's from the Northeast, his ties are far deeper in that region than just being a head coach for the Pacers, is he not?
Fantastic. The more we hear and see and every interaction that we have with Frank Vogel impresses you more than the previous one. I really become a huge fan of Frank Vogel and what he stands for and how he, you know, how he deals with everybody and how he views everything, his take on everything. And that's a credit to him. I mean, he's a grounded guy. He knows where he came from. He had to work hard to come up the ranks. 9 years in Indiana, 3 of those as an assistant under Jim O'Brien, then he takes over. And, you know, he also said this is where he became a head coach. You know, obviously there's a lot of emotions, and, you know, having 2 daughters myself, yeah, if I were to leave Orlando and then come back, it would be incredibly special to me. We're having raised 2 girls in Central Florida. So I get where he's coming from, and I know this means a lot. And, you know, he started the media session by saying, like he always did in Indiana, "What's happening, everybody? Anything new?" It was great. He's trying to downplay it, but he's going to get an enormous ovation tonight when he walks out there for the first time in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, as well he should. They had success. He had most wins in of any coach since the team moved to the NBA out of the ABA with 250 wins. He's got the second best winning percentage behind Larry Bird. He won one less playoff game than Larry Bird. So he's had so much success in that area. He's really a community guy, and we're going to see that. We have already, and we're going to continue to see it in Central Florida. He is involved in his community and where he lives, and case in point, when he goes back tonight, it means so much to him.
And hey, their loss is certainly our game. We're happy to have him here in Orlando.
And you know
we're
what, and you know what, Aaron? Yeah, you're exactly right. And you know what? And he doesn't think for a second Paul George isn't playing, by the way. So I will throw that out there, too.
Speaking of Paul George, let's go ahead and check the lineups tonight.
It's game night. Now let's break down tonight's Magic matchup.
Okay, Dante, believe it or not, this is already game number 11 on the campaign for an Orlando Magic team that goes back-to-back. Both of these teams are 4-6. Indiana, a new-look unit as well, kind of going through an identity crisis. Not the same defensive-first team that we all knew over the last couple seasons. Instead, they rank in the top five as far as points per game at just north 108. Okay, at the point guard spot, Elfrid Payton will look to build off his 23-point performance the other night. He goes against Jeff Teague, who the Pacers acquired over the offseason in that three-way trade that sent George Hill to Utah.
Yeah, and I'll throw that in, too, that this Pacers club comes in tonight 29th in defensive rating. So a little bit of a different than what Pacer fans are used to tonight, for sure. Listen, sometimes something you get, the grass isn't always greener. They weren't happy with George Hill for whatever reason. They thought they were making an upgrade with Jeff Teague. That hasn't been the case. Jeff Teague is, you can get caught up in those big offensive nights that he can have, but George Hill seemed to be a much more grounded, he get more guys involved, a much better shooter from distance, not as quick as Jeff Teague, and now they have a decision to make at the end of this year. You know, what kind of, what does Teague's contract look like? So I didn't like the move to get rid of George Hill, and I think they're seeing that they miss George Hill, just 4-6 right now, and Elfrid Payton just continue to build, come off the night that he had last night. Tremendous confidence with the way he played in the fourth quarter. I would think he'd come out flying here tonight.
Okay, it'll be CJ Miles as well as Evan Fournier at the shooting guard spot. And Dante, one guy who sat out Saturday's contest is expected to go tonight. He said in shoot around that he wants to play tonight. Paul George will go against Jeff Green. This one should be fun.
I don't mind if he wants to take one more off, too. I don't mind if he wants to take one more game. Listen, and he's by far their best defender as well. Not only are they missing those 22 points a game, but the defense that he brings. So I know there is no chance he wants to miss Frank Vogel's return to Indiana. He wants to play. He wants to beat his former coach. Hopefully that doesn't happen here tonight. But Paul George, as talented as they come in the NBA, career year last year, 23 points a game. Did hurt his ankle 2 games ago. Missed the last game, like you just said. But I don't think there's any way he's going to miss this one tonight.
The rest of the five rounds out with Thad Young opposite of Serge Ibaka at the four and Miles Turner and Nick Vucevic at the five. Dante, this should be fun. Frank Vogel returns to his own stomping grounds. And hey, he's not going to apologize at all if we go in there and get a W tonight, is he?
And this is, no, he's not. And this is a winnable game. And if you look at it, you know, after this one, five of the next six are against teams that didn't make the playoffs last year. Five of those next six are at home. So you really have a chance to turn this thing right around. And last night might be the game that did it for you.
I like it. Best of luck to you guys on the telecast tonight. It all starts at 6:30 with Magic Live. This one should be a lot of fun.